September 2011 marked a decade since MIT first announced its revolutionary OpenCourseWare initiative. Its proponents told us the development of Open Educational Resources, OER, would span the digital divide, bringing knowledge and instruction previously reserved for the wealthy and enabled to anyone who can get to a computer screen. But we still don't have that much information about OER's effects in ordinary U.S. K-12 schools. Until now. Justin Reich took a sample of the country's nearly 180,000 education-related wikis and, simply by reviewing the publicly available API data, tracked the edits on every page of each wiki created over a period of 3 years. And his findings are surprising. It turns out wikis, hailed as one of the best tools for collaboration on the web, haven't necessarily functioned as presumed. In fact, only 1% of the wikis Justin surveyed qualified as, quote, successes. David Weinberger spoke to Justin, a Berkman Fellow and doctoral student at the Harvard Graduate School of Education, to explain these results and what they mean for the future of education technology.
A lot of research which has been done to this point has been case study research and design research. So case study research would be going into a classroom and watching what a small group of students or a handful of classrooms are doing. And design research would be doing something similar, except trying some kind of intervention. So taking a teacher, saying half your students will learn this subject the regular way, half the students will use this technology intervention. And one of the things about that approach is that there's a lot of really rich detail that you can gather in each of those settings, but it's really hard to figure out how something is being adopted widely. And one of the exciting things about having students using online learning environments that have some public face to them is we now have the opportunity to say, okay, there are hundreds of thousands of educational wikis that have been created across the world. What if we gathered huge samples of them and not gone to special classrooms where professors are helping teachers try something in particular or some kind of special professional development initiative, but just look at what uptake looks like across normal, everyday U.S. K-12 classrooms. And so that's what we've done in this research, is to take hundreds of thousands of wiki learning environments, sample them, find the ones that are used in U.S. K-12 settings, and then characterize opportunities that students have in those environments to develop 21st century skills like expert thinking, complex communication, and new media literacy.
How do you locate those hundreds of thousands of educational wikis?
There are lots of ways that classroom teachers create wikis. Two of the most common are two wiki hosting services called WikiSpaces and PBWorks. Those are hosting services. So you go online, you go to pbworks.com, and you say, make me a wiki, and 30 seconds later, you have one. So hundreds of thousands of these are created on PBWorks, and about 70% of them are made public. Not everyone can edit them, but anyone can look at them. We went to PBWorks and said, will you give us a list of the subdomains that have been created at the time from the creation of the company in June of 2005 to August of 2008? So we had every single publicly viewable education-related wiki, or 179,851 that were created in that period. With those URLs, we can actually capture data about all of them because we can use their API interface to go into their database and get some basic facts about things like how many changes have been made, what's the time frame from the first change to the last change. But then to figure out really what's going on, we took a random sample of 1% of those wikis and separated out the ones that were used in US K-12 settings. And so because we randomly sampled them, the characteristics that we find should be pretty much exactly like the characteristics in the population.
The population of PB
wikis. Of PBWorks wikis. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And we actually don't think there are many good reasons to think that PBWorks wikis are different than WikiSpaces wikis. They look similar, and there's evidence from user communities that they have similar usage patterns. So I think we have a population that gives us a good sample of what's happening across the U.S. with wiki usage.
And how large is the sample? What's the 1%?
So 1% was 1,799 wikis out of about 180,000 of them. And then we ended up separating out 406 wikis that were used in U.S. K-12 settings. So the rest of them were either used in international settings, because these are created all over the world, used in higher education settings, which we decided not to research. And then there's some that were unidentifiable. And for each of those wikis, we can go online and we can see every edit to every page which has ever been made to those wikis. So not only do we have a broadly representative sample that we think certainly is representative of the population of U.S. K-12 PBWorks wikis, and is probably a pretty good representation of U.S. K-12 wikis more broadly, but for each case, we have incredible historical depth about the edit history of every page of every wiki.
And what did you find?
we were trying to measure the degree to which wikis provide opportunities for students to develop high-demand skills like expert thinking, complex communication, and new media literacy. And part of where we got the idea to study those things was certainly out of the literature on education technology and knowledge-building communities. And when we interviewed 70 teachers from across the country and visited 20 classrooms in 6 states and said, why are you using these things? And they were telling us, I want my students to be better at collaborating. I want them to develop a deeper understanding and be able to present that understanding. And I want my students to be able to use new technologies to communicate. So those sort of map onto expert thinking, complex communication, and new media literacy. And what we found is that there's a tiny proportion of wikis which are really pretty extraordinary. Places where students work collaboratively to create multimedia performances of understanding that have some academic rigor to them. But the majority of wikis are more difficult to define as successful. Something like 40% of them are either trial wikis or have no student participation whatsoever, so they sort of fail right away. About 34% of them are teacher content delivery sites. So basically, teachers take their syllabus that they might have handed out and post it on a wiki. About 25% of wikis, so a quarter of wikis, are individual student assignments and portfolios. So they're presentations that one student creates and puts out there to share their understanding. And it's really only 1% of wikis which are used in the ways that we think of wikis as being collaborative sites for solving problems together and making presentations together about those problems. So I think for people who are interested in having students use social media, use web 2.0 tools to develop higher order thinking skills, one of the facts that we have to confront is that we have some really good evidence that this is possible. But if we look at what's actually happening in classrooms across the country, we find with wikis what we've found with education technology for decades, which is the vast majority of teachers take new technologies and use them to reproduce existing practices rather than develop innovative new practices.
Although it sounds from your interviewing of the teachers that they didn't set out to replicate old practices, they set out to use the new collaborative tools. So it just seemed to fall back into.
You know, one of the things that was really interesting interviewing teachers is, one, teachers would talk about what they wanted to do in pretty sophisticated ways, and then we'd look at the work that they were doing. So they talk about wanting to develop collaboration, and then you look at their wikis and you're saying, huh, there's really not opportunity for collaboration here. But then the other thing is, you can interview teachers who know that they're using wikis for content delivery, and they'll say things like, I know that there's more that I could be doing here. I know that there's sort of more sophisticated uses, and I'm just not there yet. I think a lot of teachers had this sense that there were other possibilities for them, but a variety of constraints make it difficult to do innovative new practices. If you're the only teacher in a school district who's experimenting with these things and you don't have a whole lot of models around you to look at, it's hard to develop new practices without a vision of what those new practices might look like. You know, none of us grew up in technology-rich, multimedia, collaborative learning environments. And so the teachers who are pioneering this are having to sort of invent what that vision would look like. Particularly around collaboration, there are a bunch of structural problems in terms of how we evaluate students. I mean, we want to give kids individual grades. And while it's not that difficult with wikis to collaborate, it is pretty challenging for teachers to go back into the edit history and really dig out how students are collaborating. And that was one of the challenges we had, was figuring out, how do you organize the information on a wiki so you can really tell whether kids are just posting in the same place or whether they're actually meaningfully, substantively editing or copy editing each other's texts. I don't think the challenge is one of vision. I think teachers had a sense of where they wanted to head. I think the challenge had more to do with execution.
Do you have any information about the 1% that succeeded?
We haven't come up with good things yet. We found them in both schools that serve primarily affluent students and in schools that have a higher percentage of students who are, say, eligible for free and reduced price lunch. My hunch, and we only look at the wikis, we don't go inside the classrooms where they're from. My hunch is that even in wikis that are created in schools that serve a lot of low-income students that do amazing things, we probably would find them in AP classes and honors classes. And we demonstrate that there's some definite correlations between socioeconomic status and the opportunity to do more engaging, interesting things in wikis. So that not only do we not see as much kind of the development of higher order thinking skills as we like, but where we do see it, we predominantly find it in places of higher socioeconomic status.
So let me give you an alternative reading. On the one hand, there are implications for the story of how education adopts new technology. And in another, there's implications about how education is adopting wikis.
Mm-hmm.
So the vast majority of them are either early experiments or they are doing exactly what, you know, the 30% content delivery, the 25% of the individual student, they're doing exactly what the people who are using them wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And thus they're not examples of the failure of technology in education. They are, however, examples of wikis not doing what we thought wikis would do in
yep.
education, which is be highly collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
So how should we understand?
To me, the way I sort of interpret it is to say there are a lot of people who are interested in free and open and social technologies whose theory of action is that they're going to create something and they're going to put it into the ecology of schools and things are going to change. And I think this kind of data, at least for wikis, offers a real challenge to that. Because if it's not paired with a human capital strategy, if it's not paired with a strategy of helping teachers figure out how to integrate these kinds of tools. And for all the folks that are out there whose strategy is, I'm going to make this learning object and I'm going to put it on the web and hope that things get better. If what you're trying to get them to do is pretty innovative, then it's hard to imagine that lots of teachers will do that on their own without professional learning support. And if it does happen, it's more likely to happen in affluent places than less affluent places.
If teachers or the educational system are interested not in wikis, but in the promise of wikis for collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And granting that you have evidence that simply throwing the technology it does not cause collaboration to happen, should we take from this that students are not as collaborative as we think they are or as we think they should be? Or do you think there's a problem with the technology that's not allowing them to engage easily in a collaborative way? If we want to move students towards more collaborative learning and with an element of technology involved, are there any implications for how to do that?
Another way to frame this is to say we don't have an educational system with a lot of supports for collaborative learning. So I definitely don't think the problem is that students are not as collaborative as we think they are. They've gone through an educational system which evaluates them primarily on their individual practice. And then so when we give them collaborative tools, they find individual ways to do it. A couple of pieces of evidence that help support this is that one result of the way in which we grade and assess students is that students have a really strong individual ownership of their text. So when a student creates a piece of text, it's really hard for them to imagine other people messing with that. There's a wonderful little study called, in all capital letters, "I don't care, do your own page," a case study of wiki use in a UK classroom. The kids are meant to work on this collaborative project. A student comes in to start working on another student's page and deletes some things and explains why she deletes them and why she's made improvements. And the student says, "I don't care, do your own page."
Okay, students are in a high-stress environment where the incentive system is entirely just about directed towards individual achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So messing with my text is messing with my grade.
There are a number of teachers who told us that what gave them difficulty in the wiki project was helping students develop some of these collaboration skills for use in academic settings. And in fact, when their wiki project didn't work, it wasn't because the technology didn't work. It wasn't because things weren't linked well enough. It was because they're trying to set their students up to do collaborative things in an academic setting, and they didn't either know how to do that or know how to do that in such a way that it sort of pushed them past those norms. There's probably some good evidence here that if our vision of the digital native is someone who, in all sectors of their lives, very easily and fluidly shares, remixes, comments, discusses, deletes, is deeply enmeshed in networked, collaborative problem solving and performances of understanding, there's not a lot of evidence from this that suggests that that's the case.
No, but I wonder whether our experience with wikis is, in fact, showing that wikis by themselves do not enable collaboration.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, again, anecdotally about yep. the successful wikis in business and outside of business. The ones that have worked have not been, as far as I know, not purely open, everybody equal, everybody equally involved. They've often been, as friends of mine say, there's a gardener involved, somebody who is making sure the wiki works. There's somebody who feels primary responsibility
mm-hmm.
and will take the actions required to make it into a high quality wiki, not just a social experiment in openness, but we're actually trying to develop something that's high quality.
And yep.
in the classroom, there's probably little experience of this.
Yeah.
It's not a situation, given the way that we at least imagine classrooms running and imagining them online, it's not a situation in which one person assuming control, control's too strong, but the gardening position,
yep. Yep.
the pruning of it, there's no comfortable way for a student to do that because you will get the get your own damn page.
Kind of response. Yeah.
Kind of response. It's not failure of our understanding of wikis as open.
That's really interesting because, in fact, for teachers who do collaborative work, I think if they see that gardener role, a lot of times that scene is really problematic. So you put six students in a group, and a story that teachers will tell you that says that group work doesn't work well in schools is that in that group of six, someone will step up in a leadership role that's inappropriate in the sense that they're doing too much coordinating, doing too much of the intellectual work that's supposed to be shared amongst the group. And then there are five free riders and one gardener. And so teachers set up this exercise where they're saying, I'm trying to give each of my students an equal challenge here so that when I evaluate them on their individual contributions to this performance, it's fair. But what you're saying is a really good example that, like, actually collaboration in life in online settings doesn't work particularly well that way.
So if you're giving advice to teachers or the educational system about the adoption of technology, overall, what would you tell them?
I think there's good economic evidence that kids who are successful in the future are going to have strong communication collaboration skills, are going to have strong creativity, ill-structured problem-solving skills, will have strong new media literacy skills. And I think social media tools, I think there are proof of concept out there that these can be really effective in doing that. I think schools generally are making two big mistakes around this, one of which is that their infrastructure budget is completely out of whack with their human development budget. So they'll get hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to spend on hardware, and they'll have thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars to spend on talent development, on helping teachers learn how to use these tools. In systems where that's the case, we should not be surprised at all that we get no more than occasional fortunate pockets of excellence with using these tools rather than really systematically powerful uses of technology to move learning. And then I think the other big issue is that in many schools and many districts, there are not a set of common learning goals associated with technology. I've gone recently into two schools in the last couple of weeks. One was a Massachusetts district and one was an international school. And one of the things that came up in our conversation was the idea that technology should be in the service of learning. And for administrators in those schools, that was a real insight, that technology was not just something to sort of drop in there, but there should be some sets of learning goals. And I don't think we know necessarily the best way to do them, but I think if you don't have some kind of focus of, we're going to be developing information literacy skills, we're going to be developing, you know, multimedia publication skills, we're going to be developing collaboration skills, and we're going to support you with the professional development and the right tools and resources to do that, then we shouldn't be surprised when technology is put in the system and it doesn't have outcomes that we're happy with.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate the chance to chat with you.
Oh, likewise.
Justin Reich is a Berkman Fellow and an education technologist who recently completed a study analyzing the use of classroom wikis in U.S. K-12 schools. You can read more of his academic research and work in progress at edtechteacher.org and find links to more of his work at our website, blogs.law.harvard.edu/mediaberkman. The next step in Justin's research involves surveying teachers at the time of wiki creation to get a better understanding of how teachers' expectations match up with their usage. We look forward to hearing the results. And keep your ears peeled for an upcoming story from the field from our producer Francis Harlow on how some of this educational technology is being used. This episode of Radio Berkman was produced by me, Daniel Dennis Jones, with Francis Harlow and David Weinberger with the help of Justin Reich out of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts.